A third of the NBA season is complete, and the Portland Trail Blazers are on a surprising run. Last night, they beat the LA Clippers 116-112 in overtime. Portland has the league's best record, 24 wins, 5 losses. Now, the tepid preseason forecasts are turning into talk of how far the Blazers can go in the postseason. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Trailblazers already have beaten title contenders Indiana, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio. 8 times this season, including last night, Portland has overcome fourth quarter deficits and won. The Blazers score more than anyone in the league, averaging almost 109 points per game. And it's an exciting offense. They're the NBA's top 3-point shooting team. But Charles Barkley continues his holdout. TNT's Tell It Like It Is basketball analyst is skeptical about the Blazers' reliance on outside shooting. Here's Barkley last night at halftime, wrongly predicting the outcome after Portland's shooters cooled off in the second quarter.
But when those jumpers were going in the first quarter, they were Rip City, whatever they call that play, was great. Great fans up in Portland. But then when they started missing those jumpers, that's when the Clippers came back. That's why I still think the Clippers going to win this game.
I've been getting asked a lot about Charles.
And Blazers head coach Terry Stotts had his answers ready earlier this week. A jump shooting team can't win a title? Stotts harkens back to last season's NBA Finals and the way eventual champion Miami avoided elimination in Game 6.
LeBron James and Ray Allen hit 2 threes in the last 30 seconds of a game.
Stotts also notes 2 months ago, nobody thought the Blazers would even make it to the playoffs.
Now they're saying we can't win a championship. I think that's a monumental leap right there. So the fact that we're in that conversation, that's great.
And it has energized a small market city renowned for its big NBA love. So how did a team that won 33 and lost 49 last season get in the conversation? Some smart offseason deals strengthened Portland's weak bench and added 7-foot starting center Robin Lopez. He's given the Blazers the big defensive presence inside they desperately needed last season when they were the easiest team to score against near the basket. The new guys, says Lopez, have helped the returning starters feel more comfortable.
Everybody's been freed in a way. They're allowed to play a lot more efficiently.
Down to the final 40 seconds in overtime, number one Aldridge. Oh, and a great shot with Griffin defending.
Case in point, all-star power forward LaMarcus Aldridge. He's had to play center in the past, with Portland lacking a true big man. But with Lopez anchoring the middle, Aldridge is scoring and rebounding at an MVP clip. As good as the Blazers are at sharing the ball and scoring, their defense remains a work in progress. Portland is near the bottom in points allowed. Damian Lillard is the Blazers' dynamic second-year point guard.
Our offense covers up a lot of that. You know, our record covers up for a lot of the mistakes that we've made on the defensive end of the floor.
Lillard, the reigning rookie of the year, has done his share of covering up the flaws.
Are you kidding me at the horn? His fourth game winner!
2 noteworthy things about Lillard's game-winning 3-point shot against Cleveland last week. It was his second buzzer beater in as many games, and as his teammates mobbed him, Lillard's expression was not one of joy, but, as he described it later, a sense of, I just won the game for my team, now what? The answer has special meaning tomorrow night when the Blazers play 2-time defending champion Miami, the only elite team Portland hasn't vanquished on its surprise run through the league. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.